Good morning, happy housewives everywhere. Stay at home, moms around the world, unite, band together, be strong, because we have the power. And 2 weeks is election day. I want you all to make sure you go to the polls, you make your voices count. We are soccer moms who know what's going on in the world. Get what you want. Decide what you want your life to be, what you want your children's lives to be. Be strong. Stand behind your opinions. Defend your ground. And let's make sure you lift your spatulas up and you make your voices heard. This is Darla Shine, Happy Housewife number one. And welcome to the podcast. This is so exciting. Every day we have more and more women listening from all around the world. Yesterday we got two new members to the website from Mexico, and this is the third woman this week from Mexico. I think that's so exciting. Welcome to the site, or should I? Well, no, I'm not going to say anything in Spanish because it's English first here on this podcast. And Dana is with me in Michigan. Hello, Dana. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I want to talk today about money.
Oh no! Don't do that.
Money, budgeting, and trying to stay on top of the water in this economy. I will tell you, yesterday I went food shopping, and I cannot believe the prices of some of the items that are out there. I just cannot believe it. It's ridiculous. That's number one. We're going to talk about food. I also want to talk about what it costs to run a house. And there are all of these websites that we could go to for ideas. And Dana, you're always talking about Dave Ramsey, about trying to save money. And the biggest thing that I see happening with young families is that nobody has any savings. And people are just living from paycheck to paycheck. And I think that one of the biggest things we could do is try and help each other, help our moms in this website, learn how to budget better, learn how to spend their money better. And I think that we are in a very bad, scary time where consumer greed has become the idol of America.
Yep.
And this has to change. So, ladies, let's talk about this. You do not need to get, you know, a Prada pocketbook. You do not need to get a Coach pocketbook. You do not need to give in to this ridiculous idea of what you should have. Now, if you can afford to get these things, that's great. But what breaks my heart is people who are going into debt to keep up with the Joneses. Who cares about the Joneses?
The Joneses are broke anyway.
They are broke. They're in debt. They are in debt. But Dana, as we're coming up to, you know, 2 weeks election season, I'm hearing more and more on the television that, you know, the number one issue with everyone is really is their pocketbook. It's not the war. It's not terrorism. People are having a hard time getting by. And I think that Happy Housewives Club, most of the moms in our club, you know, are living modest lives. We're all trying to raise our kids. We're on one salary. We're at home. And people are trying to figure out what's the best thing they could do. So what are some of the things that you do, Dana, for your household to make sure you don't go over budget? Do you have a budget?
We do. And we are actually trying to get back on track. But I have found the thing that kills our budget the most is unplanned expenses. And that's why I kind of groaned when you first started talking about that we were going to talk about money, because this week alone we are shelling out over $500 unplanned in vehicle expenses. If we would have had an emergency fund, and this is part of Dave Ramsey's thing, and it has worked for us in the past, if we would have had $1,000 in the bank, this unplanned expense wouldn't have hit us so hard. We would have said, okay, our cars need to be fixed. There you go. You know, and I think that that's probably the biggest thing that we can do for ourselves is get money in the bank for emergencies. And that means if you have to sell some of the stuff, and it is stuff that you have accumulated, sell it, get it on eBay, put it in the paper, get it sold. If that means for a month, and this is a big thing for me, you go without lattes just to get that extra money in the bank. Do whatever you have to do to get a cushion so you don't panic when things come up and make stupid decisions.
Why didn't you have that cushion?
Because we have been spending a lot of money on a lot of different things. We have just been blowing our money, basically.
Right, but let me ask you something. Now, here you are for the past few months. You have been working for me on Happy Housewives Club.
Yep.
You have had extra money coming in. I know what I send you each month. So you have had some extra decent money coming in. That was really new money for your family. Mm-hmm. That's money that you should have taken and put into a rainy day fund because it's really found money. So what did you do with that money?
Right. That money, I love this. I'm having to be so honest. That money, we've had a lot of things happen this year and come up. We've had a lot of car expenses. We've had a lot of health issues with my husband being in the hospital, and now it's going on again. Even though you have insurance, you still have copays and deductibles you have to pay, things like that. So there's been a lot of, I call them Murphys, come up that ate up that money that I've been earning extra. And so, you know, you can go on so far living like you're living and thinking that everything's okay, but bottom line is we weren't willing to make the sacrifice to get that emergency fund built back up again. And so here we are today.
Okay, so tip number one, ladies, listen to this. You have to say to yourself, no matter what, a certain amount of money is going into a specific fund each week, and you have got to just live without that money. So
right.
$25 a week you could start with.
Even if it's $5 or $10,
well,
it's something.
No, I think
something.
It should be, no, $25 a week.
Well, but
put it
but
away.
You have to understand, in the beginning, when you're not used to saving money, it's hard, and so you kind of get discouraged if you don't have that $25 a week. So even if in the beginning, for the first month, you're taking $5 a week or $10 a week and putting it in the bank, put it in the bank, and then build up to the $25 a week. It's hard when you're not used to saving money to buckle down and save that money. And some women and some families are on such a tight budget that even $10 is a lot. So
I agree. But you know what? I also think that a lot of people are wasting money on stupid, unnecessary things. Okay, let's just talk about things you could cut out that you don't need.
Mm-hmm.
Soda.
Yes.
Soda. Do not buy soda. First of all, it's terrible for your body. It will kill you and your children. So just don't buy it. So if you cut soda out right there, that's at least, I'm sure people who are buying soda are spending $10 a week on soda. Okay,
easily.
Here's another one. Don't stop to get a big gulp. Everyone I see is walking around with a big gulp. $1.99 for a big thing of soda. Guess what? Drink water. It's free. So cut
yes.
out the soda, and whatever you spend on soda automatically goes into the, you know, can on the counter that you're going to put in the bank. Number two, stop smoking. Dana, how much do you spend on cigarettes a week?
Stop smoking.
Dana, how much do you spend on cigarettes a week? Just answer that question. My sister smokes. I'm going to tell you this. My sister smokes. She spends, okay, each week. I added it up, $35 a week on cigarettes.
And that's for one person.
That's
smoking.
For one person. 35 times 52 is what? It's like $7,000 or $8,000 a year.
So it's a lot.
And guess what? She's a single mother. And you know what? She has no college fund for her child.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be nice to put $7,000 or $8,000 a year away every year for your kids' college education?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's number two. Stop smoking.
Stop
Just look at it as a financial investment. First of all, you will not die. That should be investment number one. You'll live
mm-hmm.
longer.
Yep.
Number two, you could put this money, take all the money you would spend on cigarettes and put it into the kitty. Number three, buy less beer.
Yes.
Seriously, nobody likes to drink a cocktail more than me. But guess what? You don't have to have a drink every day. And you can cut down. Your waistline will get thinner,
mm-hmm.
and the can will get fuller.
Yep.
Okay, buy less beer. Now,
yep.
Our husbands, we know, at the end of the day, are maybe sitting back. Maybe they want their dinner. Maybe they want to have a nice beer. This is fine. But you know what? We need our husbands to be healthy also. You need to get them on track. They need to start drinking more water. Now, the beer, the glass of wine, this should be a treat if you're going to have it Friday or Saturday night when you're out on date night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Drinking alcohol every day, it's just bad for your body, and it's too expensive. So now we're cutting out soda. We're cutting out cigarettes.
Smoking.
We're mm-hmm. going to cut out drinking beer all the time. Okay, number four. Okay, big, big, big one. Stop going to Starbucks.
That's a big one.
Starbucks, are you kidding me? $3.99 for a cup of coffee?
Yep.
Okay, my can of Folgers. is like $1.99 on sale, and it lasts me like 3 months. Make a pot of coffee.
Oh, my gosh.
Make your own pot of coffee. If you want, buy a Happy Housewives Club
coffee mug
and fill it up with coffee and water as much as you want. It will be cheaper for the whole year. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to make your own coffee, girls. Stop going to Starbucks. And I'll tell you this. All I see is every mother walking around town with her Starbucks cup. And no wonder Starbucks is making a fortune.
Off of the stay-at-home moms.
the owner. Now, I love Starbucks. If once in a while it's a nice treat, just it's something to do. You take your stroller, you go with your baby, you sit down, you have a coffee. That's great. But it should be a once-in-a-while thing, not an everyday convenience. It's just if you cut out that Starbucks every day, that's $30, $40 a week.
Yep.
Okay, here's another thing. When you're at the mall, do not buy a Cinnabon.
Oh.
Do not waste money in the mall on that crap mall food. Okay, first of all, I was walking around. I've been doing research getting ready to do this podcast. I'm looking at prices. Mm-hmm. In the mall, I see all these women lined up for this Cinnabon stand. Now, for this little round cinnamon bun, whatever it is, with frosting, which is like 4,000 calories, it's like a cancer ball. Dr. Furman would have a heart attack if he knew that these women were eating this. And it's $2.99. And then these women with that are getting like this chocolate shake drink.
Ugh.
Okay? And I'm watching it, and they're all doling out. It comes to a tax like almost $6 for a snack.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how hungry can you get walking around the mall? How many calories are you really burning off? Then you need to stop and get a Cinnabon. If you're going to the mall, ladies, and you can't actually shop for a couple hours without starving to death, bring a snack. Bring a granola bar. I can't believe people are stopping to eat this disgusting Cinnabon.
And they're so good, Darla. they are really good.
Of course they're good. Everything that's fattening and full of butter and chemicals tastes delicious. Of course it is. Of course. You know what? Hey, of course. Let me eat Cinnabons and funnel cakes and spare ribs and cheeseburgers and drink, you know, Mike's Hard Lemonade every day, smoke, and lay down and take a nap every afternoon. Yes, that's fun! And oh, wouldn't that be nice? Just to be a slob. Okay, but guess what? I want to try and live to be like in my 80s. I want to stay thin. I want my skin to look good. And these are all things that you need to cut out of your diet. And on top of that, I want to be able to go into my old age with some money in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
So, ladies, we're going to cut out all these little stupid expenditures. You're going to start putting – I guarantee you'll be able to come up with $25 at the end of the week.
And yep.
Okay, here's another one. Stop buying more clothes, more crap, and junk from Target that we don't need.
Right.
Now, I am a huge clothesaholic. Now, I'm going to confess right here. I won't even tell you girls what I spent this week on clothes because it's obscene. Now, even I think it's obscene, but I saw this leather jacket. I bought it. I saw a pair of boots. I wanted them. But you know what? I got it home, and my son says, now Connor's 9, and yesterday he says, Mom, what do you need another pair of boots for?
Oh, geez.
He's like, what do you need another pair of boots for? And I said, well, Connor, I don't have to answer to you. I'm the mother. He goes, all you need is one pair of boots. Now, obviously, he doesn't know what it's like to be a woman. But he has a good point, really.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell do I need another pair of boots for? So at some point, you just have to say to yourself, I'm going to stay out of the stores. If you stay out of the stores, you won't spend the money.
Mm-hmm.
You just won't. You know, and go to Target. You could go to Target and easily drop, you know, a couple $100s. You could go to Price Club and drop a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is we see things and we're like, oh, I have to have that. But if you don't see it, you won't know it.
Well, and I find for me, I I've posted this on the forums, I am so stupid when it comes to clothes. You know this, Darla. You hated what I wore in California. But then I'll be walking in the store and I'll look at something and I'll say, oh, that looks cute and I need clothes, and I'll just grab it real quick. And I end up spending more money on clothes because I buy at the spur of a moment. You know what I mean?
Right. Instead of looking for something that's on sale. Now, look, make sure you look at your flyers. Mm-hmm. Go, if you're going to shop, shop on the sale days. Bring a coupon. All the stores have coupons. They send them to you. And make sure that you're not paying full price. There's no reason to pay full price.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. Yep. Kohl's, when they have a sale, basically give their stuff away. So wait till the stuff is on sale. It doesn't mean that you should buy double. Just buy less.
Yep.
Now, the children have too many toys. Stop buying so many toys.
Yes.
Stop buying so many toys.
Do you remember the days when you would buy your kids, like, Christmas presents, and they ended up playing with the box more than they played with the toy?
No, I never had that, but I'll tell you this.
All my kids did that.
My children pick, like, two Christmas presents that they like, and they play with that, and all the other stuff I end up putting back in the closet and giving away as birthday gifts for the rest of the year. Because really, they don't play with it. They're not interested. So we overbuy for the children.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think it's that we want to compensate for something, you know. So that's our rule this year is we're only getting our kids two things each. Because it's the same thing. They just don't play with it, you know.
Right. But that looks kind of skimpy on Christmas morning to get two gifts.
Yeah, but you know what? If you think about it, if you've got all the grandparents getting them something and everybody else getting them something,
well,
I don't know.
The other smart thing you can do, ladies, is to spend less on groceries. So look through your flyers each week, cut out your coupons, and buy what's on sale. If chicken is on sale at the grocery store, and then you know I want you to buy organic chicken, and if you look at the meat, the organic chicken is really not any more money than the regular chicken. It's just not. So try and buy organic and just buy more real food. I promise you, if you spend your money on fresh fruits and vegetables and fresh chicken and fresh dairy, and you stop buying bags of Doritos and pretzels and potato chips and crap. Listen, what's better spending your money? $2.99 on a box of instant mashed potatoes, or getting a whole bag of fresh potatoes for that same price, and you make those potatoes and you make mashed potatoes, it lasts you longer, you get more out of it, and it's fresher.
Yep. Now, on the grocery thing, here's a couple of things that I have found. I don't normally buy packaged food. That means no packaged rice, no packaged noodles. I'm talking about the flavored ones,
right,
you know.
Right.
I don't buy Hamburger Helper. I don't buy any of that crap anymore. It's almost always fresh fruits and vegetables, meats, and my dairies. And the key is, ladies, plan your menu first for the week before you even go shopping. Make sure you're not hungry when you go shopping. And when you get to the store, shop the four corners. If you think about it, the produce, the meats, the dairy, all those things are in the four corners of the store. All the prepackaged convenience
the
foods.
The outside circle of the store is all you need.
Right.
Don't go in the middle.
And go with cash. Seriously, take cash. If you're trying to cut money, if you take $100 to go shopping and leave your checkbook at home, leave your debit cards, your credit cards, all that other stuff at home, I can guarantee you will not go over budget. Because how embarrassing is it to get up to pay for your groceries and find that your grocery total is $150 instead of the $100 cash that you have on hand? It is a guaranteed way to keep you from staying in your grocery budget for that week or however often you go shopping. So only shop with cash, period.
And avoid buying the last minute crap items. And I'll tell you what is a problem. I see moms last minute picking up like a balloon for their kid. All those last minute things at the end of the counter.
Yep.
And the little books and the $3.99 here and the $4.99 here and the package of gum. And listen, we all want to, you know, do a little something nice for the children. But it's bad on two levels. Number one, it's bad that every time we go out, we buy something for the children.
Mm-hmm.
Take it from me. I have created two spoiled monsters that now I am trying to change their whole attitude. And I've had to cut everything back. Don't buy these last minute items and don't waste your money on this crap.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't. And let's be smarter of how we spend our money. Instead of really spending $5.99 for a magazine when you're online, you should pick what you want to read for the whole year and subscribe. Because for $12, you could get the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, last minute running out and going last minute and trying to pick up something for your kids, like a hat and gloves when the when it gets cold out. Why not the year before, at the end of the season, start buy your gloves and your hats for next year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ladies, right now there's so much markdown shorts and T-shirts from the summer that they're trying to get rid of. I just saw at the Gap shorts for 99 cents.
Wow.
I mean, everything is marked down dirt cheap for next season. So you can buy ahead. You could just buy the next age up. You know, if your kid's 8, buy size 10 for next season. You know, I just think that it's a great way to shop, to think ahead, and to not buy last minute. When you buy last minute, you always end up paying more, and you get yourself in a pickle.
Mm-hmm.
And avoid, when you go to the food store, avoid stopping and buying whatever your kid's favorite thing is. So let's say cookies and cream ice cream your kids want. I'll tell you this. If the ice cream's not on sale, my kids do not get it. Because there's no way I'm paying $5 for half a gallon of ice cream.
Right.
There's just no way.
It is expensive.
And what you could do, if you are watching your coupons and you are watching the sale items, I mean, my mother is the queen of all coupons. She can go to the store. She'll come home with, like, 2-for-1 ice cream, like Breyers, 2-for-1, plus she'll have a coupon for it, and she'll end up paying like $1 for both of those gallons of ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, I think that if we cook more, you stay home more, you can save money. And, you may think it's ridiculous, and you're saying, I don't want to live like that. I want to enjoy my life. But you can enjoy your life and live healthier and have money in the bank this way.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing you could do for your kids is make them their fresh sandwiches and pack their lunch.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheaper, it's healthier than giving them money every day. And please do not buy Lunchables.
Ugh, I hate those things.
Lunchables is like cancer in a box. It's all full of chemicals. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Do not give that to your kids. And don't, when you're at the food store, don't buy non-food items at the grocery store. Okay? Greeting cards, paper dishes, cleaning supplies. First of all, I think we all buy too many cleaning supplies.
Yes. Yep. And there's actually under, I don't know which thread it's under, but I know Erin's posted and I've posted homemade cleaning recipes. They're healthier. They're non-toxic chemical based. They're cheaper. You only need a few things in your pantry, ladies. You only need like vinegar, borax, ammonia, and most household cleaners are made out of those three ingredients. Not necessarily combined, but those are the basis for your household cleaners. Peroxide is another one.
Right. And, another thing you don't need to waste so much money on is all of these stupid medicines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You don't need to have, a closet full of Claritin and all these things, NyQuil, all this crap in case you get sick. And if you're going to buy it, you need to make sure you have coupons for it. And I'll tell you this, I'm beside myself when I see these mothers online and they're like, buying these, what are they, like little allergy pills for their kids? I guess mm-hmm. The kids have a stuffy nose. Ladies, when your kid has an allergy, like the worst thing you could do is suppress it by giving them some of these allergy suppressants. It really is a bad idea. You need to get on the internet, start to look up holistic ways, how else you can help your child. Just giving your child a cup of honey, tea with honey, 2 teaspoons of honey and hot water with some squeezed lemon in it and some tea bags will just open up all of the nasal passages. Get the area rugs, if you have old area rugs in your house, get them out of your house. I just took Hannah's area rug out of her room.
Mm-hmm.
They're just collecting dust, adding fibers into your child's nose, and it's just, I'm anti-rug. I think most wall-to-wall carpeting, I think the old carpeting especially, you should get the hell out of your house. It has formaldehyde on the bottom, it causes asthma, and it's just disgusting.
Yep.
And we're going to have on this lady who's a doctor who lives by me. She is going to be on next week. She's going to talk to us about what the medical community is about to come out with, Dana. It's remarkable. All these kids with ADD, ADHD, autism, it ends up, they have finally figured out that it's been caused by an allergy to gluten that has attacked their intestines. And so what happens is the kids have this horrible allergy to gluten. The moms don't realize that the kids are eating pasta, they're eating bread. Gluten is like a glue that holds these foods together. Mm-hmm. And the kids, they can't absorb it. They can't digest it. And what happens is it wrecks their intestines. And if your intestines is off, it could destroy everything else in your body. And so their brain actually doesn't work right, and they get diagnosed with autism or ADD. And then when they get the MMR, the vaccine, it also attacks the intestines. And what they have finally found is that all of this behavioral disease, all those three behavioral problems, have all been diagnosed to going back to having an allergy to gluten from the intestines. And they realize now that vitamin B shots, a certain kind of vitamin B shot, she told me, I'm not sure what the name is, but the vitamin B shot actually can turn the child around. It's coming out next month. It's going to be amazing. I said to her, I can't wait to see how the medical community deals with this, because you know what? I think they make a lot of money off of drugging up these kids nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know. I told her, I said, I'm going to see like what they actually say, because I think half the doctors are going to say it's baloney. But a lot of the parents, if your kids have ADD, if they have ADHD, take the gluten out of their diets. Start a gluten-free diet for them. Look it up on the internet, gluten-free diets. They're all over the food stores now. They have gluten-free products. The problem is now gluten is made of wheat, but the wheat that we're growing in America has been genetically altered. It's not pure, and so the kids, the baby stomachs cannot digest it. So when you start to give your one-year-old little pieces of bread and little pieces of pasta, it attacks their intestines because they're getting genetically altered wheat. Can you imagine?
No.
Our bodies cannot process the food that they're giving us. My mother said it the best the other day. She said, they're treating us like we're rats. They're giving us sawdust and wood chips. The fillers now that are in, I'm going to save all this when Dr. Furman's on. But the bottom line, ladies, if your child has ADD, if your child has ADHD, if your child has autism, start to take the gluten out of the diet. Start to look into this vitamin B replacement. And the study's coming out next month. It's going to be a breakthrough. And thank God, finally someone has some answers.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear her next week. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah,
very interesting.
Her name is Roxanne Cafora, and she's a physician, and she runs a wellness center on Long Island over here. And so I've been trying to get her on for a while, so we'll have her on next week. But back to the budgeting. Dana.
Yes, yes.
The holidays are coming up. Mm-hmm. The biggest, I know, obstacle I have all year is that I overspend for the holidays. I end up spending, thousands of dollars on presents, on crap, decorations, and, putting it all on my credit card, not realizing how much I'm spending until the bill comes in January.
Yep. Yep. It's a wake-up call, that's for sure.
Right. So I think I've been on the internet looking up budgeting for the holidays, and what I've learned is step number one, decide what you're going to spend now. Mm-hmm. So sit down with your husband and say, okay, this is what we're going to spend on the holidays, $500, $1,000, whatever it's going to be. And pick a budget. We're going to spend this much on each child. So Santa's going to bring each child $100 worth of gifts or $200 worth of gifts, whatever you're going to decide. Mm-hmm. And then decide what you're going to spend on your Christmas dinner and your gifts for your relatives. Now, I decided years ago, because we have 14 nieces and nephews, that we are not buying gifts for all these kids.
Right.
It's just stupid. They don't need our gifts. I don't need their gifts. And really, everyone goes out buying gifts and all this crap that the other kids don't even need or want. It's just easier to say, let's do a grab bag.
Yep.
So suggest doing a grab bag. You have a $40 limit, which I think is a nice price. And then, you pick one person, and then that's the grab bag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Decide what you're going to do about grandma and grandpa. Are you buying all these people presents or not? Is it going to be one big family present? But pick a budget. So let's say you come at the end of the meeting with your husband and you say, our entire budget, each kid we're going to spend $200 on. We're going to spend $200 on Christmas dinner. We're going to spend this much, whatever. Let's say you have $1,000 and you decide that's what it's going to cost for your holiday. You need to put that money aside little by little and buy a little bit each week. So what you can do, according to what I found on the internet, which is brilliant, is each week go out and buy one person's gift for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Starting now.
Yep.
And you could slowly sneak that into your budget without having this big hit. And also, instead of thinking, what's the most popular gift I could get this person? Like, what's the hottest thing, like Tickle Me Elmo? How about instead you look for items that are on sale and something you think the person would appreciate?
Yep.
And really like. And make sure that you get the gift receipt. You keep it in that box for the person. But, you know, I'll tell you, Dana, the whole holidays have gotten out of hand.
Oh, I know.
And the gift receipt and, you know, let me just say this. I see all of our girls on the internet saying they, you know, I'm going to give a gift card. I hate gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
To me,
I do too.
Giving a gift card and getting a gift card is the worst possible thing.
Uh-huh.
It's so stupid. That's like, you know, my girlfriend Angela came over to Connor's birthday party and she gave him $40 for his birthday.
Uh-huh.
And then the next week I said to her, it was her kid's birthday, and she's like, well, I said, what can I get Anthony? She's like, well, you know, he could use money. So then I gave her $40. So what was the point? You keep your 40 and I'll keep my 40.
Uh-huh.
First of all, I think 40 is too much to give for a child's birthday party.
Yeah.
It's way too much, but that's what she came and gave to my son. So I had to, of course, give that back.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give what you get. But it was stupid. Let's just make it a wash. So if you're not gonna go spend time and be thoughtful and think about the gift you're giving me or my child, I'd rather you not giving me anything. I don't want a gift card. I don't want money.
You know, I don't like gift cards for people I know. But I'll give you an example where I did use a gift card. Amanda had a little birthday party to go to, I don't know, a month ago for one of her classmates in preschool. We don't interact with them outside of the school, so I don't know what he likes or what he doesn't like. So I got him a little $10 gift card. That's all I got him because I just didn't know, and it was a last-minute thing anyways. But I think if it's somebody you really, really know, then, yes, you need to take the time to go shop and look around or
right,
make your own.
But what I'm saying is for Christmas, the whole meaning of Christmas has gone out the window.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Last year, and I spoke about this when I was on the national radio show that I was co-hosting last year, I was so upset. My daughter wanted to buy gifts for all the little girls in her cul-de-sac here. So mm-hmm. I took her to Target, and she picked out this cute little bubble bath that came in a bag, you know, like, Hello Kitty bubble bath. It was $2.99 each. So we bought 7 of them for all the little girls in the cul-de-sac. Hannah came home. She put a bow on each one, and she walked around and delivered them, okay? So the next morning, one of the neighbors who lives a few houses away, the mother calls me up. She's like, oh, I'm going to drop off Hannah's gift from Avery. And I said, well, wait till Avery gives it to Hannah. And she's like, well, I'm just going to drop it off. So I think you remember hearing me say this on the radio. I went outside, and there was a hefty bag with like 9 Polly Pocket boxes in it. She went and spent like $50 on my daughter. Now, I was insulted. To me, that's insulting.
It is.
It's offensive. It's insulting. So I took the whole hefty bag, I put it in my trunk, and I dropped it off at the church.
Good for you.
Number one, if somebody gives you a gift for $2.99, okay, maybe it's just my old blue blood Protestant values that I was raised with, but this is it, ladies. If somebody gives you a gift for $1, you give them a gift for $1. Because if you go and spend $50 when someone spent $2.99, number one, it makes them look ostentatious,
mm-hmm.
like you're trying to show off. Number mm-hmm. two, it's just in poor taste.
Yep.
It's in poor taste. So decide what you're going to spend on. Everyone's going to spend the same amount on a grab bag. Really, how would you feel if you gave someone a pair of mittens in a grab bag and then they gave you a Coach pocketbook? You would feel awful.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So have a budget, decide what you're going to spend, and don't go overboard. Token gifts are token gifts. My daughter gave out little token sweet gifts from a child
mm-hmm.
that she picked out with her heart for Christmas. The other child didn't pick out anything. Her mother went and bought it and dropped it off.
Yep.
So the whole meaning is we're losing the whole meaning. Really, let's get back to have your child make a whole batch of cookies.
Yep.
And give it to grandma, or knit something, or crochet something. Have your child sit down and draw a painting. Go and have it framed.
Yep.
Isn't that a nice gift?
It is.
I really want to get back to basics on every level. And I am the first culprit of everything being out of control. And mm-hmm. I am changing my life. I'm starting to budget. I'm starting to stop waste money. And I realized over the past year, just for convenience, how much money I have wasted.
Mm-hmm.
And ladies, I'm going to tell you real quick before we wrap this up, 2 more places that I found to save money this week. I changed my car insurance. Get on the phone. Shop your car insurance around. I saved $1,000 on my car insurance. I saved almost $2,000 on my homeowner's insurance. Get on the phone. Call around. You can change your homeowner's insurance. You can change your car insurance. Shop these items around, and you are in control. And if we demand more for our money, you will start to get it. When you go to the supermarket, demand from your grocer that they have more in-store coupons. You know, when you go to a restaurant near your house, once in a while, if you're going to splurge, you know, ask that restaurant if they offer coupons. Why not get buy one dinner, get one free?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A lot of them offer these coupons. Go on, Dana.
I was just going to say, that's another thing. You brought up the insurance. Another good thing about having, if you have that emergency fund that I was telling you about, you will save a lot of money if you up your deductible. Like, we have full coverage on our truck, and it's a $500 deductible. If you go from a $500 to a $1,000 deductible, you'll save more money on your insurance, and you already have the $1,000 in the emergency fund. So there you go. There's another way that having that emergency fund in place is a good thing to do.
Right. So each week, with all of the cuts, with all of this money, you should be able to take $25 a week, put it in the jar. At the end of the month, every month, be so excited to take that $100, put it in the bank into your super savings fund. And ladies, this doesn't mean that you take that money and you buy a big screen TV. Guess what? Guess what, girls? My husband runs a television network, and I'm a best-selling author. And guess what? I don't have a big screen TV. I have a 34-inch because it's just a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just stupid. I don't need to spend thousands of dollars on a big screen TV. Okay?
You know what we should do, Darla? I don't know what you think of this idea, but we should set up – you know how we have that the weight loss boot camp? Let's do a saving money boot camp where everybody can post every week how much money they save by doing some of these things.
That's a great idea. Set it up.
Okay.
I love that. We're going to do that, ladies. We're going to save money together. We're going to lose weight together. We are going to cook healthier foods. We're going to eat better. Winter is coming, and this is the best time of year to really just be, you know, hunkered down in your house, cooking great meals, being with your family. Invite more friends over. Have potluck dinners. Have more get-togethers. And you can have your family and friends in your house. My biggest problem is going out to dinner. Bill and I sat down. I'm not even going to tell you what we spend going out to dinner each month because it's offensive, because it's probably more than most women have for their household budgets. And we looked at each other. We're like, what the hell is wrong with us?
Mm-hmm.
There's just no reason for it. We went out to dinner last week and over here at a restaurant last Friday night, a restaurant Mosaic. We had a nice time. We had a couple of cocktails. Guess what the bill was for the two of us?
$200.
$175.
Ooh, I was close. Wow.
We were close. Is that ridiculous?
That is a lot of money.
It's stupid. I could have got a pair of UGG boots. So when we left the restaurant, I said to him, that's it. I'm done. I'm done. And you know what happens is it's like almost like having a one-night stand, I said to him. I feel like I like slept with some guy, and now I'm going to regret it for the rest of my life. I know I'm exaggerating, but I just felt like I took that money. I just flung it into the wind, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even enjoy my meal. You know what I had? I had turkey. I could have made the freaking turkey at home. It would have been better.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, you all read it in my book. I love Friday night. My husband comes home. We get out of the house. I love it. But I'm going to be more careful with where we go, what we eat, which restaurant we pick. Because, you know, that's a ridiculous that amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just stupid, you know, and there's no reason for that. I'm going to start being more careful. My kids, I really only have like 10 years to save for college.
Mm-hmm.
Connor is 9. I have less than 10 years.
Ooh.
And pretty soon, you know, before I know it, I'm going to be an old lady. I need retirement funds. We need money in the bank. We have to start thinking now for our future. So, ladies, we're going to make this budgeting page. You're going to put in there what you're cutting out, where you're saving your money, and we're going to start supporting each other. And I want you on our website, Dana. We have to help moms swap more. I think that we need to encourage women to go to the swap page. You know, people have snow boots from last year that are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They have, you know, other kid people have, you know, items that they're not using anymore. And, you know, it's easy to say, let's go sell it on eBay. Go ahead, sell it on eBay. But also we should encourage moms swapping with each other, swapping books and, you know, items that we're not using and toys. And, you know, I have a million old baby books in my house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to encourage women to get this stuff on the internet, and let's start helping each other. I mean, I think that the mom getting the items should pay for maybe the postage, right? That would be nice.
Yeah, I think that would be the fair thing to do. But
or even pay a little something. But let's start putting up items that we're not using anymore. Let's move it out of our houses. Let's declutter our homes. And what will happen is we could have basically an online garage sale.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's do that. Let's make a garage sale page. Are you writing this stuff down, Dana?
Of course. I always have my notebook.
Okay. Okay. And ladies, if you put family budgeting in your search engine, there are so many websites that will come up that will help you out. And in the meantime, start thinking how you can save money. Let's start today. And I'm going to go right now, and I'm going to clean my kitchen. I'm going to look into my pantry, and I'm going to decide what I'm making for dinner tonight. And I'm not going to run to the food store today. Normally, I would run to the food store and just grab something to make tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I waste too much money doing that. I'm going to take something from my pantry. I'm going to create a dinner. And I'm going to start being more careful with how I spend my money. And you are too. We are not
yes.
going to live paycheck to paycheck. We're not going into debt.
That's
no
right.
more worrying about money. No more putting off retirement. No more arguing with your spouse. That's the number one thing people, married people argue about, money.
Yep. It is.
It's the number one thing. So that's it. Have a good day, Dana.
You
Have
too.
A good day, ladies. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.